Go. Okay, so we're finishing up Arif today, which is very, very good and exciting. Right, so in terms of Arif, we've seen so far really just a few key points I want to go over quickly. One is that, what is the din of Arif? Is Arif the idea that she really, meaning in the case of the Arif really got the money, right? The money really went through the Arif, either physically or at least financially. Or really it's, you know, some sort of parallel financial agreement, or there's no financial agreement at all going on. And it's, right, the Rambam says it's just a personal hitchayvu. The repercussions for kiddushin, midin arev, is if it's actually a nesina, if it's actually going through the arev, so both you can say that there's a kinyan, right, the regular kinyan ishus is going on because it's going through her, and it's going to be regular kiddushin. Or, right, and that also lets you to say that even if kiddushin is midin nesina, there's a nesina here, right? That's option number one. Option number two was to say, look, actually, you know, even though there's no nesina financially, it's still as if it's going through her. It's the same idea. You just need to say that kiddushin is midin kiddushe kinyan kasef. So as long as the financial situation is going through her, it doesn't matter whether or not it was like really being given to her, as if it would land into her hands and if there was a nesina. Right? The flip side of that is to say, no, really there's no nesina, right? Really, or sorry, really financially it's not going through her hands, okay? The Arif never got it, but legabe kiddushin, her amira, right? Her instructions and his compliance is a form of nesina, okay? Which is really the flip side of the idea that financially it goes through, or even though it physically doesn't. Here it's almost like she got it because, right, he was oser etzona, even though she never actually got any money. So on a financial level, she didn't get it, but on a nesina level, she did. Okay, right, parallel to all this, you can say, oh, actually, really, it's all din and hana, and we're not really doing anything with Arif at all. Arif is just sort of like a paradigm to show you that there's hana going on in the case of an Arif, but really, it's bahahu hana, okay? So the first nafkamina to that, how much are we using the din of Arif to create either kininishas, maisa nesina, or are we not really using din Arif, is the question of the amira. Right, the lashon that you use in order to be mekadesh. So, for example, Nosach Amira. So the Ritva says you actually have to say, you can't say I'm being mekadesh you with the money that I'm giving to Bob, because you're not. You're being mekadesh with external hana. Right, so you actually have to say Harayam mekudeshesli, but osa hana shenatati l'ploni mana b'diburech. While the Rush says, no, what do you say? Harayam mekudeshesli b'mana shenatati l'ploni. Right? And that Machlokas makes perfect sense, because if you think that you're actually being mekadesh with the money that you're giving to Ploni, just that, right, it goes through the Arev on its way to Bob, so you actually are giving her the money that you're giving to Bob. Right? And that's good for the sheet of the Baliatosos, and the Rosh is, you know, one of the Baliatosos, so it works out very nicely. While the Ritva says, no, you're not being mekadesh midin Arev. Arev is separate from the actual halva. And therefore, he's being mekadesh with hana that's external to that whole interaction. Okay, so that's option number one. Is it really part of the din Arev or not? Point number two, the Meiri says that you'd have to do something that would really work and be mechayiv in Arev. Okay, so kasev gedol hador, that if he says hirviach zman halva leploni vekadesh anilach. Okay, he says by an Arev this wouldn't really work because he wasn't really the catalyst for the halva, and because he wasn't the catalyst for the halva, right? The halva either wasn't, there's no nesina through him, or there's no it wasn't actually financially going through their account, right, as like a forwarding address, but instead this, you know, I'm asking you to do it, so I might be even getting hana from it because you're listening to me, but you're not being malve al diburi. So in terms of the Arev, there's no chiyuv, there's no real din Arev here. Okay, so if you think it's a hadna din, so you say, well, if it works by hadnas milveh, why shouldn't it work by hadnas milveh ba'arev, right? You might need it to be a bigger loan in order for it to work as like a shava pruta worth of hana, right? But at the end of the day, if you're just talking like the Ritva or like the Rambam about hana, there doesn't seem to be so much room to try to limit it here. Okay, you might have sharpened your language and say, you know, b'ha hu hanash at marvicha zman bidiburi or something like that. But at the end of the day, it should work. If you think that mekadesh midin arev is actually using the mechanism of arev, that there's a real nesina through the arev, there's a real kabbalah, right? When he's oser ritzona, then that should work. Or right, like we said with Rashi, that she like mishtabedeslo. Right, that sense of obligation, right, only really works when there's a real right interaction that's going on. He's doing something because she asked him to do it, and he's, you know, pre-performs that action. So there's a genuine interaction there. Well, here, even though there's hana because he's barviach zman, there's no mishtabedes lo by an arev, right, and also not by kiddushin because there's no real interaction between the malveh and the arev. In the case of Harvach Hazman. And that's why he's pater, and that's why there's going to be no Kiddushin. Right? So again, if Arev is like a way to say that the Malveh and the Arev have a real either Nesina or money transfer or personal Maisa Nesina interaction and Mishtabedeslo, so then that's fine, right? Then it's only going to work though if you actually have a situation of Arev where there's a real interaction. Okay? Now, for the Rambam and for the Ritva, it's really about the Hana, right? It really, the money is not really part of the picture, so it really should work, even if it's Harvach Hazman. Okay. What about in other cases, right? What if we're talking about like other cases, can we treat Arev as like a way to create other dinim? So, im haya sela shel shnehem, shel im b'derech kas amar lo, o b'cholev. Okay, he says, harim u'pidashli b'manazu, and she says, oh, put it on this rock. Okay, so, you know, if the rock is somehow relevant, shayach to both of them, or they both own it, it's in their property. So, you can ask what, you know, does she, when she says put it on the rock, does she mean, oh, put it on the rock and I'll be mekadesh? Did she just mean like, put it on the rock and like leave me alone? And she's trying to ignore him. That's sort of a side question. Okay, that brings us back to like, how do we interpret her language? Ubekula im amra ve'ekadesh anilach nearly dehibikudeshes. So in this Gemara on Kiddushin Daf Chet, okay, there are all these cases where she basically says, you know, plot, put it down on the rock. You know, I'm just going to open up for 1 second the actual Gemara, just because we haven't looked at it in a while. Kiddushin Daf Chet. Kiddushin Daf Chet. Oh, it's big dappy makor. It's hard to find things on them. Here we go. Yeah. Also, we're going to kind of count this as our doing the Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Chet because it's really just part of our broader sikya. So I don't think we're going to do it again separately. Right. So it started off with Hiskachili Bimana, Vinatalto Vizarakto Liyam, Olaor. Okay. Right, we did that a while ago. And then now what is the case of the Sela? Okay, yeah. Tanrabana, Hiskachi Libimana, Tanama Gabe Sela, Inam Kudashas. Vimhaya Sela Shala Mikudashas. Okay, sala shel shnehem teiku. Right. So the way that the Tosas Rid understands this Gemara is that this Gemara is trying to figure out her das. Okay, why? Because she says, "Oh, go do X." Does that mean, yeah, I'm accepting your kiddushin, or is she saying, "Go jump in a lake"? Right. He says, "Harei mikudash leave a sala." Then she says, "Okay, go jump in a lake." Right. Go jump off that cliff. All right, so then he jumps off the cliff. right? And he survives. He's like a good base jumper or something. So then, are they married? So obviously we say no, right? She meant it as like get out of town. But if she really meant it, of course it would work. So the way the Tosfos Rid wants to understand this Gemara is that it's just a question of whether she's accepting. Now, what's the problem? If I put the Kiddushin on a rock, did I give it to her? No, right? I just tossed it on a rock or I threw it into the ocean. Ubechol makom sheyitna betzivuya ki ilu sham biyada nami. So the Tosfos Rid says, you don't need him to actually give it to her. It doesn't even need to go into her rishus. And it doesn't even need to go into someone else's hand who's getting it mita'ama. Why? Because near a lead that who had din the gabe get. Also by a get, by the way, not only is it a din of kiddushin, but also in getin. If haya ba'ala noten la gita v'amra shimoto agabe asala o agabe karka v'zgarish migureshas he ki'ilu sham biyada dami. It's as if he gave it to her in her hand. Okay? He's basically saying that this idea of arev is that you could be mekabel things, you know, not only through shlichos, but also through your tzivui. You can like tell them where to deliver it, right? It's almost like if you write and the instructions are a delivery of a package to put it onto your doorstep, right? You tell Amazon that you want them to leave it, you know, right on your porch, okay? And then, you know, parcel thieves come and steal your package, right? So who's chayiv, right? You can say, well, but I never picked it up. I was never Kone. So it's still Amazon's Zacharias. The answer is no, right? Since you told them to put it on your porch, right? So the Torah straight is saying, no, right? You're mekabel it by telling them what to do with it. And they did that. And what? Okay? And it's not shlichos. Okay? Right, and where do we know this from? From Arev. She never made him a shliach. She doesn't have to make him a shliach. Right, just like you can't make a rock in your shliach. Right, because it's a kabbalah, and therefore it even works by a get. Now, what's so important about adding a get is that get's not a din in mamon. Right, get is a din in kabbalah and nesina. So you see, is that it's a. By having a Kabbalah and having a Nesina, she's Megureshes, and she's going to be Mekudeshes because he gave it to her. He put it on a rock. It doesn't matter, right? That's how she accepted it. So Tosfos Rid is making this a broader din of the concept of what do we count as a Kabbalah, okay? And that very clearly is saying something very big about Arev, shows us that Kabbalah is much broader than just picking up with your hand or the hand of your shliach. And therefore, you know, it's not like a special din of kiddushin, and it's not as like a din of, oh, bahahu hana, right? But it's this sort of universal din, just like you have shlichos, you have acceptance midin arev. Okay. The Avnei Miluim just says he doesn't think that's true because by kiddusha kesef, even if you think that's true in general, by Kiddusha Kesef, it's not going to work because Gabi Kesef shiny to be inan hanas mekabel. De lo asi liyada hana inim kudashas. If you hold back the Rambam's idea, and you know, Avraham Miluim seems to be a big fan, then Kiddushin, right, isn't going to work even if she got it, as she didn't get hana from it. Because the Rambam holds you need nesina shal hana. So even though the Tosfos are saying, it's a nesina, so it's mekudashas. Right? The Avraham Miluim is saying, yeah, but it's a Nesina without Hana. Who cares if you did Nesina if there's no Hana? Right? And the Tosfos Rid saying, who cares about Hana? You need Nesina. Right? So this is Gufa, just a perfect nafkamina of the concept of, is Kiddushin really about the Nesina, or is it really about the giving Hana? Okay. Now let's say he says, toss it into the ocean. She says, toss it into the ocean. Kol she'omer kein b'kiddushin zrok mana liyam. Uli ibud v'kayotzibo v'skadish nilach v'zarka mikudeshes. Why? Why? Because b'hanah shenasan mamono al piha, right? There's kiddushin because at the end of the day he did what she asked, and she's nehene externally from the fact that he tossed it into the ocean. Debiushami pirshu time of the milsim of neisha who zochel isha v'chozev zochel atma. Because what does Yushami say? Yushami says that actually, no, the whole word of Arev, or sorry, by Ani, it's really a din of Ani, or even by Arev, is basically that the guy is like her shliach, and he's konet for her, and then giving it to himself from her, okay? He's her shliach to accept it, and then her shliach to give it from her to him. So the Love is really has two hats. He has the hat of the Arev and his own hat. He's the shliach of the Arev to get the money from the Love, from the Malveh, and he has, right, as if he was the Arev, and then as the shliach of the Arev, he gives it to himself and puts it in his other pocket. Okay, so he says that's what Yushami says, but Gemara Dilan Midami Lava Arev Lo Azul Klal Bahai Shita Banana Gemara Dilan Somchinan. He says, wait a second, right, according to the Yushami, it's that the Arev is like the shliach to be Mekabel, right? But it says the Ritva, no, right? Our Gemara doesn't hold to that. Our Gemara thinks it's even external Hana. Now, what's also cool, what's cool about this is that we really have a three-way machlokas. Because according to Tosos Rid, it's about Kabbalah, right? She's accepting it. Now, if you throw it into the ocean, it might not count as a Kabbalah, right? Because it goes directly, it goes instantly to being destroyed. So how could you say she accepted it and she got it if you destroyed it, right? Instantly. Right, the Ritva is saying, oh, but it's external. You don't actually need to accept it. What you really need to do is give her Hana by doing what she says. Now, is that going to work for a get? Of course not, right? So the Ritva says, but it's not going to work for a get because it's about Hana. And Hana doesn't work for a get. You need to give the get. Right? The Yushalmi thinks that it's like, oh, you're the Lovet is like the Shliach of the Arev. Right? He says, oh, but the Badli thinks it's external Hana. Right, so it's really, it says, no, Gufa, it's even more than the Yushalmi. It's really that she is accepting it. So if you throw it into the ocean, according to the Ritva, it's fine because at the end of the day, you did what she said, right? And therefore, she gets a gishmak out of the fact that you listened to her. According to the Tosus Rid, she never got it. Because even though if you listen to her instructions, it's as if she accepted it. It's not going to work if you destroyed it. According to the Yushalmi, you actually need a person to accept it because the person is your shliach. Right? Tosus Rid says it's in Kabbalah, not in shlichos. The Yushalmi says it's in shlichos. Okay, and according to the Rambam and the Avni Miluim, she actually needs to get Hana out of it, right? So if you put it on a rock, but she never gets it, or if you put it, throw it in the ocean, then it's not going to work. If she gets Hana out of it, then it does work. Okay? So just cool that there are real direct nafkaminas of these different positions in the Gemara Zandaf Chet. Right, whether or not, you know, what type of instructions are we going to say count as if they're Arev, and what type of instructions are just not going to work, right? So according to the Yushalmi, she needs to tell you, oh, give it to a real human being who's going to basically be my shliach. According to Tosus Rid, any instruction, as long as it's not, you know, it's not getting destroyed. According to the Ritva, any instruction, as long as you do it, right? Because she's like, ha, you listened to me, woohoo, that's great. And according to the Rambam, she actually needs to get Hana out of it. Okay. The Rajba just, you know, argues on that, on the Ritva. He says, well, really the opposite, right? The Ritva's arguing on the Rajba. Mistabra delolam eina mikudashas, ela bepashta yada vekiblaso. He says, no, right? Osha amra litno the bendash shehi mikudashas midin arev ki ilu kiblaso hi. He just he says it explicitly what we're saying for the Yushalmi is that in order for Arev to work, the other guy needs to be a person. It can't be a rock, right? Because the whole idea is that the Arev is accepting it as if he's her, right? Hanishlach manaliam vizkachili anilach inem kudeshes shelo kiblo mimenu he kadeshes is kadesh machmas hana demati la mine. Right? It's essentially right. The Arev, the Love is accepting it almost on behalf of the Arev, right? Aval kesha makaba inu bar zechia in kan din arvos, right? Okay, so fine. So it's just like really expressing that same opinion, like the Yushalmi. And then he brings up the Yerushalmi as a proof, right? Alma, kol shelo nichnas tachas yad haklum, inem mekudashas. Afo pi sheshlichu b'mitzvasa l'makom she'inu yachal od leitlo b'yam u'benahar. Vod pir shu taman, d'tzenehu l'ani shihi mekudashas, mishum d'nasa habal shlucha shal isha, lizchos l'ani. Inem mishum d'ani zoche l'isha v'chozer v'zoche l'atzmo. Right? At the end of the day, the Raj was saying, fine, it really actually needs to be given to her. Right? And anything short of that's really not going to work. Just because he listens to what she said isn't good enough. Now, that works also very nicely with the Mechubed Eslo, right? Chashuvala idea of the Rajba that Pasold Chalipin, that you really need some sort of genuine Nisina in order for it to work. Right? A Nisina that triggers something, that he's giving her, you know, something of value. So it has to be a Kinyan. First of all, the Rashba very much holds it has to be like a Kinyan, like Kinyan Mammon, and therefore anything short of a real Kabbalah Mammon isn't going to work. But also, it can't only be financial, right? It also needs to like trigger that Chashuvalo, Nichubedeslo, in which case it needs to be a real proper Nisina also, right? Yeah.
So according to the Rashba, would he interpret the Gemara and the Bavli about Arivut just as a Shlichut thing?
As a sort of shlichus, yes. I think the idea is, I think you have like more flexibility than a regular shlichus, right? Regular shlichus, you really need to appoint the person v'chule. I think the word of arvus here is that you get more flexibility in that. You don't actually have to appoint them as your shliach to accept it v'chule. But essentially, yeah, it's essentially a form of shlichus.
So then would he, the person who receives the money, have to give it back to the women? Would it, even if he doesn't give it back, it technically belongs to the women?
Well, So in theory, it basically belonged to her for a moment, right? Because when the guy got it, he really was accepting it, bitoras, hers, and then, right, being kona from her.
So she kind of just gives up her rights on it as soon as he receives it.
Yeah, she gets it, and then she gives it to someone else, essentially.
Okay.
Meaning, essentially what you have is you have the malveh, you have her, right, and you have Bob. He gives it to her, and she gives it to Bob, right? If she gives it afterwards to Bob, who cares, right? He gave her the ring, said Hamayim Kudeshas, she accepted it. Everything's great. Okay, so that's really just a sikum of a few nafkaminas of that of Arvas and really of Dinarev and what we need. Again, so we have really just these three. Three approaches that you need a financial kinyan mammon, right? The idea that you really, it's not about the kinyan mammon, it's about the nesina, the maisa nesina. And the third option, that's about hana de matya liyada. Okay. Now just, really just like almost as like a hakdama for shir on Sunday. We want to talk about, what are like the stages of marriage. Cause one thing that really came up and really is, sort of difficult for us is this idea of Rashi or even of the idea of like Maisa Nesina or the Hanad Matya Liyada, right? The idea of like Kirav Hadas, which is a little bit open-ended, I think, because when you have a Kinyan and you say that Kinyan affects a certain halachic halos, right, that's a lot easier for us to swallow in terms of, oh, what's going on? Oh, there's a Maisa Kinyan. There's Ishos. Fantastic, right? But what happens when, instead of saying, oh, there's like this Kinyan, and the Kinyan happened, and that created the Chalos Ishos, and instead we say, oh, she's, just like an Arev is Mishabed Nafshe, she's like Mishabed Eslo, just like an Arev, right? Like Rashi. Rashi is the one giving us the biggest issue. Or the Tosus Rid, right? She didn't actually get it. Well, Tosus Rid actually, I think, might really think that, oh, you know, she really got it. But she didn't get it. Oh, that's Kabbalah, right? That's how Kabbalah works. You know, you can do that. But if you take, like, say, Rabbi Elchanan ben Shmuel, right, that it's, oh, he was Oseh Ritzona, and that's a Kabbalah. Or Rashi, she's Mishubed Deslo, right? But where's, like, the Kenyan? Where's the... There isn't even, like, necessarily, like, a real Nesina. So how are you married? Right? How is that creating Ishas? Right? I think the answer to that is, well, you know, first of all, you can say, well, what do you mean? It is. That's what Rashi says. Like, don't bother me. It's a legitimate answer. But I think more compelling to us, and this is easier for us to handle because we know that it already exists, is that maybe it's only part of the picture, right? Maybe there are several things which go into creating ishos, right? And we know this already for a while because we know that there's erusin and nisuin, right? We know that there are already two stages to the creation of ishos. And once we have these two different stages in creating ishos, so it's easier to say that the erusin is created by, I don't know, let's say Meshubed Leslo. It has to be done formally. There has to be a Nisina. There has to be the, you know, Nisinas Kesef. But maybe the Nisinas Kesef, which creates Meshubed Leslo, right, that sense of obligation, that sense of commitment, right, even if, right, there's no, let's say, formal Maisa Kinyan involved, might be enough to say that they are committed to get married, right? Now, is committing to get married enough to be married? Not in the fullest sense of the term, but it might be enough to mean that you legally have some of the trappings of being married, right? Or at least that legally you're committed to being married. Now, if you legally commit to being married, so maybe you're legally committed to being married, and there's an Isra Shazesh. It doesn't mean that they're married, the Gamri, right? But it does mean that they're committed to each other. And she's a Surah Lukuliyama Kaktish. So if we really want to run with the idea that, no, Rashi really said, oh, Mishubedes means Mishubedes, and it's that they've committed to each other, and we can really continue with that all the way and say, oh, Mishubedes, they're committed to each other, and if that's done in the legal, halachically proper way, that really creates a Shibud to be married, but that, you know, Shibud to be married is not going to be marriage yet, and the Suin will really be the real part of marriage. Okay, now you know, I'm just gonna see, should we just look at like the beginning there, or just leave that for next year, just like a quick chazara of some of the things we talked about? You know, I'll start with the first one about Gimel Drachim, and then I'll stop. But if we recall, yeah, right, we said, you know, Hisham is Kadeshes B'Shlosha Drachim, and one of the things that we pointed out was that the three of them really seem different, right? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia really seem to point to different elements. Right, Bia sounds like, right, the, you know, jumping into like actually acting married, while the Shtar seems much more about like a formal Maisa Kinyan, right, a formal, you know, signing the marriage license, while at least according to the Rambam and Rashi's approach here, sounds like it's about creating the beginning of a relationship, right? The creating of the Kiruv Hadas, the beginning of an actual personal emotional attachment that comes from having had, you know, this some sort of, you know, real personal interaction, the connection, the commitment, the relationship. I am from the chat from Sunday, right? So on the one hand, okay, that sort of explains why each one of them is a viable approach to Kiddushin, right? Because each one of them is sort of pointing towards an element of marriage. It makes a lot of sense that all three of these are parts of marriage. The question is, how do we then have marriage without having all of them? So Yerushalmi even has a question, or it has a Havamina. Right? Don't think you need to do all three. It's good enough to only do one of them. You might have thought that you need to actually do all three kiddushins in order to be mekadesh. Kamash malan, that you don't need to do all three. It's good enough to do just one of the three. Okay. Now the implication of that, at least in the Havamina, right, is that there are three separate elements, and you need to do all three of them in order to create ishos. Okay. The maskana could be either, oh, they're really all the same. Right, there are three ways to do the same thing. Or it could be that in a Hanami there are three elements, but in order to create Kiddushin, you only need to do one of them. Now, why is that? So one option is to say, really, Kiddushin does the whole shebang, right? And you could start from any one point, right? You have a triangle. You can start from any point in the triangle. And when you do, it triggers the whole shebang, okay? So the minute you do, you could pick one of the three elements, start from it, and that'll trigger the whole picture. Or you could say that maybe you really still need to develop all three. Once you do one of them, there's an Isserations Ish, right? And you need to get in order to, you know, to break the connection that's been created. But maybe the other two, right, still need to be created. Okay? Now, I think we'll stop in a second. But the other question is, right? Okay, so sorry. I think that's point number. Point number two is I think that reflects itself a lot in how do we define Nisuin, right? What's our approach to Nisuin? Right, the Rambam says that Nisuin needs to be Tchilas Chayishos, okay, when they actually start being married, okay, and they function that way. It has to be Yichud Haray Labia. They have to be able to really, begin their lives together as a married couple. In your room, The Ran says no. What's nisuin? Chupa lav hainu yichud. Chupa hainu kosha hevia habal mi beis avia lebeiso l'shem nisuin. Okay, when she leaves her father's house and moves into house, doesn't even have to have involved any yichud, right? But she's now right. Changing households. Okay, when Yerucham says, "What's chuppah?" That bechol makom shemachnisa lershusa. Okay, unclear exactly what that means. The Tosus Rid says, "What is what's chuppah?" Pirish taliso alav l'shem kiddushin. They put like the literally they put the chuppah over them. Okay, it's another day I brought up in the Ran that chuppah. Brought up in Rabbeinu Yerucham there, I think, that chuppah is when they sit and eat together. At the wedding, at the chasan and kalaf, they sit at their own table, that's chuppah. Okay, so the Rambam makes sense, right? Arison, let's say Arison is, is beforehand, it's beginning, it's like a setup for being married, and then the Nisuin is they're actually married, they're actually functioning as a married couple. Okay, the Ran also makes sense to us. Okay, maybe it's not just about Bia, but the Ikar isn't going to be about the fact that she's moving into his house and now they're a real family. They actually started their own nuclear family. But Yerucham, that they stand under the chuppah, she's nechnas under the chuppah, or the Tosrei that's literally just like a chuppah, or the eating together, right? Particularly like the eating together idea. Why should that be chuppah? What does that add? Okay. Right? It's fair, no? Why would you say like, chuppah is, eating together on the side, right? Or having, anything else, okay? Why are there so many different options in chuppah A? But B, why do that? Why should eating together on the side be effective? So I think, potentially, if we look back at the chuppah achar chuppah, in the Sugya of Rav Huna, who thought that chuppah is kone, so the Talmud of Rajba points said, wait a second, according to Rav Huna, if Rav Huna thinks that chuppah counts as kiddushin, how are you going to assume it? So Rashi writes, "Sheiro kariy rachmana kesef achar kesef o shtar achar shtar leka kiruv kulehai." There's no kiruv. Shari yichol alasus leidei shliach, but bia achar bia pshita de gomeres. Okay, that if you did Kiddushin Bia, and then Nisuin as Bia, that would work. Why? But Kesef Achar Kesef wouldn't, because what are you trying to do? You want Kurva. The whole point of Nisuin is to create closeness between them. It's not necessarily that we're trying to say, oh, now they're actually living together, now they're actually married, right now they're their own household. Okay? If we just said that Erison was, the legalities, let's say it was Shtar, Okay. So the point, okay, Shtar says legally you're married, but doesn't build up closeness between them. So says the Talmud Rashi, what's the point of Chuppah? Chuppah is great closeness between them. Right? It's about creating a good relationship. How do you create a good relationship? So the current custom is something called dating, right? Where they go and they sit and they eat together, right? On the side by themselves and they schmooze. Right? I'm saying that's what dating is, mostly, right? There's definitely a lot of like eating, you know, privately, in dating. And the reason why is that's right, that's gufa, lasos kirov, right? It's kri vadas to build up a relationship. Right? To Tosus Tuch again, right? Chupa, legalimar my ulme hai chupa me hai chupa. So Tosus Tuch says, okay, but you don't need to say that even if according to Huna, you could just have two chupas, one for Erison, one for Nisuin. Why? Because he thinks that it's all about creating kirva. So then having multiple dates, right? Having multiple chuppas is, right? Chuppas harbe makarvi leche. Each one creates more and more closeness, right? Yeah, actually. It's about creating kurva. So if it's about creating kurva, So then if you take that approach that it's about kurva, so we're saying that what? That kurva is also something that's necessary to create in the Ishos. And even though we didn't create that necessarily in Kiddushin, or maybe we did, right? I have to debate that more. But at the end of the day, you need that in order to complete the Ishos. Right? If you look at the Meiri here, he says, right? Can't be that like a kesef achar kesef would work for nesuin. This is my favorite. Why? Even though in terms of the kal v'chomer of Rav Huna, it makes perfect sense, right? He said chuppah works, mi kal v'chomer, or we think that kesef is better than chuppah because chuppah doesn't work for kiddushin, but kesef does. So why not do kesef also for chuppah? So what does the Miri say? So no, right? It's one thing to say that, you know, there's like a legal marriage between them, right? That something's going on just because, right? He gave a ring, he gave a shtar, because there was kiddushin. But you can't see that they're actually really, you know, she's she'iro, she's ishto. They're really married and they're, right, you know, man and they might be legally married, enough to be creating Isra'ish. You can't say that they're really, really, you know, one unit and one family if they've never actually been alone together. They've never had yichud. They've never been alone together, right? They've literally, I mean, let's say they did kiddushin al yedei shliach. They maybe even never met. You're going to say that she's she'ero, right? She is like, you know, like part of him. They're part of, you know, like they're like guf echad, but they've never actually met. Right? They never had yichud. So the point of the Miri is that it's one thing to say that you can have like a formal legal connection or like if we want to go with the Rashi direction that we were suggesting, Mishu Bedeslo to become married, because that they're actually married in Shero and Guf Echad without having there being yichud. And all this points to, just to get back to where we started from, is that there are multiple elements and multiple stages in Kiddushin. I think that's the biggest point. You could say there are multiple elements, but they all happen in one go. Okay? Say everything's really Erison, and everything is Chal right away. You know, and there are different stages, you know, which maybe Rabbanon for certain things, v'chule. Or, right, we say Midoraisa, and I think it's Pashas, because, right, the Shero and Ishto and Bulas Baal is Mechayev Chenek Midoraisa, are all dinim of saying that really the Ishos progresses through the different stages and that these different elements are necessary to create complete Ishos, and you really need to do all of them. Okay? Okay, fine. So we'll, you know, I'll just one more second. Just another just sort of a proof to that is the idea that you can do Nisuin before Kiddushin. Right? Just like Al-Rega Lachas, what we were arguing was how can you say that you could do chuppah before kiddushin? So Rashi says, you know, if you did chuppah before kiddushin, it works. And the Mordechai says the reason why the bracha says mekadesh Yisrael ayidei chuppah v'kiddushin is because if you could also do chuppah before kiddushin, the order doesn't matter. So Rabbi Yerucham says, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense because, right? Ha-chuppah gomeres ha-kiddushin. The whole point of chuppah is to complete the kiddushin. But how can you switch it? So if you're taking a Kenyan perspective, so you can say, oh, well, it's Gemara Kenyan, right? It's like the Kenyan going from, you know, the conceptual theoretical into being a reality. But how do you, you know, how can you explain that you could switch the order? So the way we explained it was that, again, there are two elements in the Ishas. There's the Kirov, right? There's the creation of a relationship between them. And there's the formal legal commitment between them. Right? Erisin is a legal, is a commitment, a legal, formal legal commitment. And Nisuin is, a, is if you think that it's about sitting, b'yichud, right? Or, you know, eating together separately, then it's about creating this, you know, kirov between them. In which case, you could date before you get married, right? As we know, that's mamash aminhag, right? Mamash aminhag nafutz in the, you know, in the Dati Lumi community, in the modern Orthodox community. People mamash date their wives before they get married, right? They don't just like, oh, the shadchan says that you should marry this girl, they get married, and then they date, right? They mamash date first. So, you know, in theory, we can argue that according to the Mordechai, according to Rashi, maybe, right, that's fine, right? The creating of the relationship before they actually legally get married is perfectly reasonable. If we think that they're two separate elements, right? According to Rabbi Yerucham, if it's just a Gemara Kenyan, then maybe not. And now, obviously, by the way, right, if you hold like the Rambam, that Nisuin is Bia Chupa Harai Lebia, right, it's about actually starting their family and creating a nuclear family, you obviously couldn't switch the order. Okay? Doesn't necessarily mean that chuppa is not like a different stage, right? But it definitely, you can't switch the order. But if you think you could switch the order, then you have to really say it's a separate element. Okay, fine. So we just caught, I just did a quick review on a few of these ideas that we've already seen. And then we'll start with the pneumakoros that'll include, I think, Daf Yud, Daf Yud Bet, and we'll continue on Sunday. Okay, Shakar.